89 degrees. You can get a hold of us here at Tech Talk at 1-800-749-5936. Both Charles and Charles are in the house. How you doing, guys?
We're doing good.
We're doing good. Yep. Yeah.
Had a good week. Talking about Windows 11.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to figure out a Windows 11.
Yep.
Charles, why is it that people always jump into the thing right when it's brand new and they don't give it some time to find the bugs?
Good question. Some people just can't wait.
They can't wait, you know, and then they call us and they're, you know, I can't even turn my computer on right now. It won't see anything. It's not recognizing any of my hardware, you know, so explain that to us.
Well, it's just the way they're redesigning Windows to make it all more modular. You know, because they could see the writing on the wall. Everything is going to change. So it's just an interface that is the selling point. You know, it's how you get to stuff. But the way they change stuff, you know, it's not always better. You know,
yeah.
like for example, this Windows 11, it's got a little different interface, but it's actually starting to take away from controls. Because I saw with Windows 10, you know, they make it more difficult to get to the control panel or... You know, anything that you can kind of customize and really tweak on your machine seem like it's more difficult to get to.
Yeah.
And they're probably doing it, trying to make it more, you know, less problematic for people that don't want to see those things.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of the reasoning. But the other is, like, for example, with Windows 10, they pulled all the drivers and the, you know, for printers, for devices, and they put them in these little separate folders now. They're like little different modules.
Yeah.
And I noticed, like, you know, now that they're introducing cloud-based Windows 10 or 11, it's even getting more so. Like, for example, like the Office software, it's a plug-in module.
Huh.
You know, so the whole thing just plugs in like a piece of hardware. You know, when they start doing that to the software, you know, it's basically, it'll make it a lot easier, you know, for them to maintain the operating system. It just has it's putting it in its own little cage where it doesn't get so out of control, but it is controlling everything still. So that's why it's going through this transition, you know, from the way it was to the way it's going to be.
And so what's your recommendation for people on the upgrade? Should they wait on it?
Unless they have a really new machine where it just naturally says, you know, hey, I'm good to go with Windows 11. It's probably not a bad shift, but I don't see any reason. There's no driving issue for me anyway.
From 11.
From 10 to 11. 11.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen the benefit. Now all of a sudden you got to figure out where stuff is now. You know, so you go through that transition trying to figure out how to get around.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the biggest issue, really.
One of the things that I noticed with my computers, you know, everything that I've got runs Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to work so hard to get it there. And again, like you were saying, there's no major upgrade to the 11 that we can see, you know, visibly see. I mean, I'm sure there's some upgrades to it or some things that make it different, but is it worth changing everything right now, you know, to accommodate it?
There's no benefit. You know, like I say, unless you have a really new machine, you know, like less than a year old, I don't think I'd mess with it. I'd wait until the dust settles, and like you say, things kind of get worked out so that it's a little smoother.
That's what I've always found, even with, you know, like Apple products or Samsung products. I've always waited on the phones to get all the bugs out because, man, people get these new phones, and then they're like, you know, all of a sudden this is happening. I never had this happen before, and I can't enter this one program I'm running. Well, the newer phone doesn't, the older software still supports that, but the new software doesn't. It doesn't support that old drivers that go for that app that you're trying to use. Well, then what? Because I use that app all the time. What am I going to do? Well, you can't go backwards.
No.
You know, and that's the problem is you can't go backwards.
Well, you could, but you can't. It's you have to rebuild everything. So it's
well,
not...
your new phones all come with the iOS already installed,
mm-hmm.
And so there's no going back.
Yeah, that's true.
You're stuck with that new iOS. So if it doesn't work with some of your apps that when here's what happens. When you go buy a phone, let's say, this is the same probably as Windows, but when you go buy a phone and it's a brand spanking new phone out of the box and you've got everything backed up to the cloud, all your apps, everything are up there. So as soon as you purchase that new phone, all those apps are going to install on the new phone. They're going to be brought down from the cloud. But when they get there, some of those apps aren't going to work because they're not up to specs with the new iOS. And those are ones they're phasing out. And the developer of the app has not gone in and updated that development. You know what I'm saying? They just haven't gone in and worked it out. And so it doesn't work at that point. So if you were using that program and that app, you're going to have to go back to an older phone to use that app. Mm-hmm. And I've got that same problem happening with me right now. I've got an iPhone 10, but I've also got an iPhone 8 Plus, because there's a couple programs in the 8 Plus that will work that won't work on the 10. So some of those apps that I'm using won't work on the newer phone.
That's the challenge.
So you got to keep that old phone just to use those one apps. You know, because I've got a truck. I installed what we call a double DIN radio. It's the makes your old radios on an old truck into the newer touchscreen, really nice stereos.
Mm-hmm.
But it supports only up to the iPhone 8 Plus. It doesn't support 10s and above. So when you get in and plug in your little CarPlay adapter, everything's in a portrait mode, mm-hmm. and not landscape. So you've got half of your screen's being used, and it's real small, and you can't read it. So you can't turn the phone like you used to do, and landscape pops up. It doesn't work. So I have to keep an old phone if I'm going to use my maps in order to use that double DIN. So the only next step is to upgrade my double DIN, which means another $400 and $500 for a new stereo.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a rotation of all these updates, and people are finding this with Windows. You know, you've got old Windows 10. Mm-hmm. Now we're into the new Windows 11. But when you go to update it, all those programs that you have in there may not all work.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Very possible.
You guys that deal with computers know better what I'm talking about. It's frustrating.
Yeah. Well, that's when people avoid change every chance they get. And,
Amen.
Shift. It's a reshift.
I mean, there's got to be a good reason,
yes.
You know, to get off where I'm at, to go to this next thing. And anymore, I'm having a hard time finding it, you know?
Yeah.
That's a challenge. But, you know, you do have to move forward, because some things are just going to quit. The new generation of hardware is designed for the new generation of software.
It is, and you're going to have to make those updates at some
right.
point. You know, people running Windows 7 still. I mean, good Lord. I mean,
yeah. I have people doing that mainly because there's software on there that won't run on Windows 10. They're not making a new version, so they have to lock themselves down. And the best advice I give those people is, okay, run a separate machine. Keep it off the internet and just isolate it. You can run it in an isolated mode. And if you get the virtual machine, see, like Windows 10 going forward all has this virtual capability, so you can run a whole system just in a shell, basically.
Oh, wow.
And if you could do Windows 7 that way, now you could just kind of put it in the back. It doesn't, you know, it's an isolated environment that you can maintain on your new hardware.
Because, you know, some machines automatically update.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the iPhones, they do. So I had to go into my settings on that old iPhone 8 Plus and turn off automatic updates. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to automatically update, because if I do an update, all those programs that are working with my truck now won't work again.
You don't want that.
So, and we don't want that to happen, because that's the only thing I ever use in that truck. Is not music and stuff like that, because I really could care less. I can get that on K-Rig or some station I like to listen to. That was just a promotional thing right there, if you guys didn't get it.
Well accepted.
How do you like that, Kevin? But anyways, yeah, on my truck, the only thing I ever use on that phone is my app for maps. Because the Google Maps really are nice to have.
Oh,
I mean, it just takes me right to wherever I'm going. Any updates in the roads? Construction is all up and on that Google, so
yeah it works good.
Yep.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with more Tech Talk after this 1-minute, 2-second timeout.
It's that time of year again when old man winter is rearing his ugly head. Be sure your furnace is ready for winter. Carbon monoxide is odorless and deadly. Call Ernest Heat and Air at 918-335-3057. Be safe, not sorry. That's Ernest Heat and Air in Bartlesville, 918-335-3057. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Hey everybody, my name is Spencer Smythe and I'm the worship pastor at Spirit Church in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And I just want to personally invite you to church this Sunday. No matter what your background is, Jesus loves you and he cares about you so much. And we would love to have you join us at 9:30 or 11 a.m. We're located at 2121 South Madison Boulevard here in Bartlesville. You can expect passionate worship, a relevant and powerful message, and lots of love, joy, and peace. We hope to see you on Sunday.
You know, you can take that bumper music and kind of do that Live at the Roxy thing. Hey. Bounce your hair if you got some. Right now it is, mine's getting thin. Right now it is 7:41 and it is Tech Talk. We got Charles and Charles in the house. And of course, your phone calls are welcome at 1-800-749-5936. Yeah,
bouncing your head to music these days, if you're our age, you know, you see a guy used to be, had that long hair back in the 70s and so forth, you know, and he was just rocking with the music. But if they do that today, the toupee falls off and they're bald headed. You know, it just, it, or the glasses fly off their face that they didn't,
or
could,
your teeth,
you know, those
out.
Pop ball of glasses. We just get old, you know.
Yeah. We come from a different age,
like technology.
Sure.
We get old.
Yeah, I'm pretty much locked into that 70s music. I figure that's the best era of music.
Hey. All the young people today are the same way. My boys love to listen to Journey and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They're like, man, we just don't have music nowadays. That's great stuff, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I've been listening to this Play for Change. Have you seen the Playing for Change on YouTube?
No, I have not seen that.
Well, they take basically songs, you know, that were 70s kind of music or even 90s music, and then they have people from all over the world play a different instrument, and then they put all that stuff together. So now you're going to Israel, you're going to Egypt, you're going to Africa, and you're going to New York City and LA and all these people. You know, it's basically a program that's designed to teach young people music, instruments, you know, in these third world countries primarily.
And it works.
Yeah, and it's a good program. It's really developed. Mm-hmm. So now it's probably about, I don't know, 5 or 10 years old, and it's got a good following now. But they have great videos on YouTube. Like every Friday or Saturday, they come up with a new one. And so I get to listen to some. You know, it might be some Rolling Stones song that, you know, they just pass it along and everybody in the world plays.
Yeah.
The first one I saw something like that was Robbie Robertson with the band.
Yeah.
He was doing the old song, The Wait, with Ringo Starr. And the next thing you know, you got some guys from Kenya and you got some gals from Italy and people from all over the place, the Far East, and it really transcended well.
Yeah, it's a good universal language.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and you're talking about them just playing all these different genres of music, right?
And instruments. I mean, they'll have instruments unique to that area.
There's websites too where these guys go and they FaceTime. Basically, it's a group setting, and they bring all these musicians together from all around the world. And somebody, let's say, plays viola, comes on and plays with some guy from France that plays flute. And they all get together on this website, and you can join at any time. You just come in, and if you play an instrument, you can play with them. And they just do, you know, just jam sessions online from all over the world together. And you can watch those on YouTube. And, I mean, you could go in and see these people playing from all around the world. And it's really interesting.
Yeah, I like that stuff, personally.
It just brings all cultures together.
It does.
Know,
it's a nice melting pot.
If the world can only realize that we could all get together and be happy and live with harmony. You know, hey, maybe that's it. Live in harmony. Get it? You know,
I need a bottle of Coke now.
Live in harmony, you know. But
teach the world the
music
same.
Music is, I think, the cultural center of bringing everybody together. I think that's how you can look at that.
Yeah, because, the world's going through this major metamorphosis already that it's hard to do anything as a collective unless your government just forces you to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then people don't like it at
all.
They
don't like it,
No, they don't want to be put in that box,
Yeah. You know? So, collectives. That's why everybody's kind of going back to this tribal state, it looks like. You know, they just want to be tribal now so they can be with their own kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because people, and it is, there's a big problem with communication across cultures.
Yeah,
you know, and I think the world would be
and
a
there
whole
shouldn't
different.
Be because we, well, you know, yesterday we were talking about this a friend and I, you know, Jimmy, we were in working in my shop, and we had a gentleman in, different race, but we were having a great time. The three of us just had so much fun visiting. And the world just needs to see you don't have to have all this division, you know. And with electronics and technology today, you would think that we could bring all this together. We were talking technology and having so much fun visiting with each other. And the guy actually was like, is that a theremin? And he was looking at it in my shop. I have this theremin in there that makes music that they did like Dark Shadows intro and Star Trek and some of these with it. It's you use your hands and you never touch the instrument. You just move your hands in the air and it makes these beautiful tones. But you gotta know how to do it or it could sound really bad. But when I first got it down there, I was turned it on after I got it working and I was going, oh, I'm a musician and this is not good. But then the more I played with it, within an hour, I was actually playing some music that sounded really pretty with it. And I was like, this is a really cool machine. I mean, it's just awesome how that's designed. So if you've never seen one, go on to YouTube and type in theremin. So theremin, M-I-N. And then when you go in there, it's a musical instrument that's done with your hands. And it's all wave vibrations. It works off of like an oscilloscope technology where you have sine waves and square waves that your fingers create when you're moving this around, and you can cause vibrations all done by the heat of your body or the magnetism of your body. And it's a really cool instrument. You know, they play with orchestras. I got to work on one. So this was like, to me, it was golden. I spent all day yesterday just, I was pretty excited about it. When I got home, nice. My wife said, you are excited. I said, babe, I got to touch a piece of technology that is rare. You don't get to see a vintage one. I mean, you could see all the ones that are nowadays made that they're electronic. You know, they're state-of-the-art electronics. That's not fun. This old vintage one has the old tubes. It's really got the good tones. I mean, it's fun to play with. Really mm-hmm. is fun to play with.
Now, Charles, you've been all around the world. And you were talking about how we need more connectivity mm-hmm. instead of this tribalism. You've been all over the planet, haven't you?
Well, I've traveled a few places, yeah. Well, I have a lot of relatives overseas. You know, I have relatives in the Netherlands and in Switzerland and southern France and São Paulo and Sydney and
Now, you're
Indonesia.
From where originally? Indonesia,
I was raised in the Netherlands. So Amsterdam is where I spent until I was 10.
That's where you had an Amsterdam good time, Charles.
Yeah.
I don't think so, not at 10 years old.
Yeah. And then I have a lot of relatives in Indonesia. And the thing that stands out about those two cultures, you know, uh-huh. Indonesia and, you know, they seem so opposite, you know, because one is Asian and the other is European. But both, you know, hospitality seems like it's in their bones. Their culture is ingrained. And it's just like you go to those places and they take care of you. You can tell, like Amsterdam, for example, when you go to places, everybody speaks English. They're so accommodating. I mean,
friendly. You know, just super friendly.
Very friendly. So
I always wanted to go to Holland and places like that.
Well, we need to do
that. You know, someday in our tours, we need to do it. But I can tell you right now in life in general, you know, getting with cultures, we have that opportunity through all the new technology. You know, taking that Oculus that I was telling you I had played with, you can go all over the world in that and visit places you've never been before and meet people because they can talk to you there. And you can meet someone and say, hey, how are you, man? Show me around. What's cool here?
That's right. Yeah. I call it running with the natives. Yeah. I love running with the natives. And especially if you have relatives, it makes it even more meaningful.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they could take you places you couldn't even imagine.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Because they're living it. You know, they're living it. We're just visiting it.
My wife and I are watching a series right now about food, and it's this guy that's doing his bucket list of all the places he wants to eat in the world, and he's trying all these things that people think are the best foods, and he's going all around the world and touring these places, and man, he's finding some cool places that you just sit there and go, my mouth is salivating, I want to be there, where do I find this place? Oh, goodness, it's France, I can't go over there, you know, or you got some other place that you want to go to just taste this cuisine. But a lot of it's in America. And there's places, Portland, for instance.
Oh, that's
up in
great
Portland
food
has
up in Portland.
Great food. And they were showing some of these cooks in Portland and how they make their food. And that's a multicultural thing that you can actually get on through technology and go and find out how they do it, what they do there. And, you know, just it's kind of a cool thing to bring everybody together with technology.
Right. And what I love about Portland is the fact that, you know, all the little hole in the wall, you know, mom and pop type restaurants, oh, they are the best. And they're not struggling. I mean, they have a good following. You know, people like them, like Zelda's for breakfast. I mean, you can't beat that place. They've got the best, you know, German, you know,
it's like German pancakes, the real ones. Yeah.
All the breakfast they have there is just excellent. And you know, they're just they're thriving. You know, like the microbreweries went really strong there because, you know, they've probably got 1,000 different beers up in Portland alone.
Oh, yeah, you could.
And I must taste them all. Oh, that's my inside voice.
I was just saying you couldn't taste them all, but I'm sure that you'd give it a heck of a try, which, Tom.
Yeah.
A little tiny glasses.
A little tiny shots, but those add up. You know, so the thing of it is just technology in general, you can find some of this stuff. Just being online, you can go to different places and actually tour them if you have a machine like this Oculus I was talking about. Yeah, you can go and tour.
That's what I've always thought, you know, for Bartlesville, what I'd like to be able to do is actually create an environment where, like, you go to these remote places, you know, like Portland, for example, and you set up a kitchen and a little music studio so you can have music from the locals and you can have food being prepared. And it teaches you how to make certain dishes and just broadcast it back here, you know. So in here, it's just like when you're looking around, all the video is being broadcast from over there.
Yeah,
you know, so you can actually kind of cross-pollinate.
That would be fun.
That would be fun to do stuff like that.
I think Sharon had that idea at some point, you know, in her place. We got to figure out a way to do that, because that would be kind of a cool thing. They have the setting to be able to get people from all around the world to come in. If you had the cameras and everything set up, it'd be kind of a cool thing to do, you know, to just get multicultural and just be able to see people from all around the world.
Yeah, the locals.
Talk about foods and things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
You know?
As a matter of fact, I follow this thing called this Picha Kucha, which is, it has that kind of flavor. It's a Japanese term, and I'm probably not pronouncing it right because it's spelled P-E-C-H dash and then K-U-C-H-A, Picha Kucha. That's the way it sounds to me. Mm-hmm. But it stands for chit-chat. And it was created, it was an outfit that was created by these Japanese designers. They were architects, and they were, you know, they were designers. And that was their focus. Well, they started this in Japan, where they have locals come together and share their passion. Mm-hmm. And they would have like 20 slides, 20 seconds each, you know, for every presentation. So they would talk about, like, for example, the last one I went to up there was called My Happy Place. So that was the focus. So it started off with a band. All of a sudden, it starts off with a band playing, and that band turns into they talk about, well, how did you guys get together? And it tells the story about how they met, how they got together, and they just loved getting together to play.
Yeah.
And so they actually played some songs, and they described, you know, their development process, you know, how they came together. And then, so everybody had a little different thing, like one person would be, you know, what was their happy place? And it was like a, you know, it was their profession was just what they wanted to do, and they described how they got into it. And one gal was more of a literary type person. She became a writer because, first of all, she had what's like cerebral palsy or something that really
cerebral palsy, yeah.
Yeah, so it restricted her from doing anything, and she became a really good author. And so it talked about her story. And it's nice when all of a sudden, I think there was probably about half a dozen presentations, and then you have like a 15-minute break where, you know, they serve drinks and, you know, you can kind of hang out and chat. And you meet people from all over the place. Like I met somebody from San Francisco and, you know, different parts of the country because they would go to these places because now there's like, I think 1,100 of those presentations they do once a month or once a quarter. And like the one in Tulsa was at the Living Arts.
Mm. Mm.
So now you get to hear the locals, because it really is about locals. And it's, like I say, it kind of cross-pollinates and gives you an idea what it's like. Like you could go to one in Amsterdam, or you go to one in Istanbul, or, you know, any of these places. So if you're traveling, I would recommend you just go to one of these.
Yeah.
Couldn't hurt. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, it's a cultural you know, exposure kind of thing. So, you know, you find out what people are truly passionate about, you know, because you get to hear their personal stories. And because I thought about trying to do something like that here in Bartlesville.
It probably would work. It probably would.
Yeah. So anyway, that's fun.
Gentlemen, we got to take our last one-minute timeout, and we're going to be right back. Boy, I hate interrupting you.
But I just hate getting timeouts.
Oh, I know.
Time us out.
You get a timeout.
Timeout.
All right. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout.
When you hear a Skyway Honda commercial, pay attention.
We have over 50 new Hondas on the ground in stock.
David Counterman is telling you about the great selection at Skyway Honda.
We also have over 250 that are on order that'll be here in the months of February, March, and April.
The great financing.
Many different lenders available depending on what your need is.
And pre-owned vehicle.
The new 2022 CRV Hybrid.
Skyway Honda.
South side of Bartlesville. Under the giant American flag. On Highway 75. Skyway Honda. Where you get the best deal without the ordeal.
When you're hungry, head to Egbert's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And for you breakfast lovers, they serve breakfast all day long. Egbert's has 5 locations in the area: Bartlesville, Claremore, Caney, Coffeyville, and Independence. Hungry? Stop in at Egbert's for dine-in, carry-out, and even order your meal online. Egbert's hours are Sunday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight. That's Egbert's Restaurant.
Well, we've been around the world and back on Tech Talk today. And, of course, if you want to be a part of the action, 1-800-749-5936. Charles Milner, Charles Mall in studio here today. As trying to get back into a little bit of warmth. It was so cold this past week.
Oh, it was wicked. Wicked cold.
Yeah.
And you know, here our HVAC system goes out. You know, the heater goes out and... And I think Wednesday we got it replaced, and luckily...
Was it the house one? I mean, the main one?
The main one. All of a sudden, it was just cycling. It would always start and stop, and just continually. And something wrong with the heat exchanger, where it either was cracked or something, but it never would build up any heat. You know, it would blow air, but it wasn't getting very warm, so we'd wake up to, like, 60-degree weather.
So did you have to replace the whole furnace?
We did.
Man, sure. That's an expensive venture.
Oh, actually, I've got a brother in the HVAC business, so he had one. And so, it just worked out.
They're expensive, aren't they? I mean,
thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars to repair those. You know, and I've had great success with my building heat. But, you know, the thing about mini splits are, over time, you have to go in and recharge them. Because they will lose their, what they call R410A. You know, that you have to just go in and recharge them. And I was putting out heat, but not enough heat. So I'm having a friend that's coming by, and he's going to recharge that for me on this next week. So I can have it a little bit warmer in there because, man, let me tell you, it was cold.
Well, you know what you need to do? You need to have your buddy Jimmy just cook up some ribs down here. You get warm in a good minute.
Yeah, or, you know, my wife's gotten into this new thing called kiln. She's got a kiln that she does her pottery in. She bought a kiln, and I told her, turn that thing on in the middle of the night and let it do its work, and it'll keep my shop warm. Because I heard those things get super hot.
Yeah.
So I said, stick it in there, but I don't want to melt the paint on my truck, so don't put it close to my truck.
All right, we're getting to that part of the show. Charles Ball, tell us where we can find you. Anywhere.
ITVillage.one.
And I'm at NBR Electronics, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips, right downstairs of KWON.
And you can see there's a nice little sign out front, too.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for being here. This has been a great show. It always is. Folks, you can get it on demand on the website, and it's real easy to do. Just look for On Demand, look for Tech Talk, and by golly, there it is. So, guys, have yourself a great weekend. Stay warm, stay dry, and we will see you next time with Tech Talk. Now, once again, we've got our news coming up in just a little bit, and more of our talk shows on the way right here on your favorite radio stations.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville, K236CT Pawhuska. This is...